Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball. Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads Podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host Jason Sunkel. And tonight we want to welcome you to the Coach's Corner Roundtable episode number two. Our question for this month that we asked our all-star panel of coaches was, what are one or two things that can be done to improve youth basketball in the United States? And I think, Jason, this is a very important question that really impacts a lot of our listeners out there, whether they're high school coaches, whether they're players, or whether you're the parent of a basketball player. I think you'll find some of the answers that our coaches were willing to share very, very valuable, and hopefully we can get some of these things done so we can improve the state of youth basketball here in the United States.
Yeah, I totally agree. A lot of what they had to say was fantastic, and we're really looking forward to sharing it with all of you. If you like this podcast, please follow us on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, and also on our Apple Podcasts. Please visit us at www.hoopheadspod.com and leave us a 5-star review on any of those services. That would be awesome and greatly appreciated.
Without further ado, let's turn it over to our all-star panel of coaches. Alan Stein Jr., author of Raise Your Game.
Hey guys, this is Alan Stein Jr., performance coach, and I'm honored to answer this month's roundtable question and offer my thoughts on a couple of things that can be done to improve youth basketball in the United States. I'd like to look at this from three angles, what we can do for players, what we can do for coaches, and what we can do for parents. As far as the players are concerned, I really believe that to heighten their experience and to make sure that they learn the game the right way, we need to standardize across the board things for the different ages and different stages of players. We need to collectively decide how high the baskets should be at different ages. We should decide how big the ball should be for different ages. We should decide any type of rule changes that need to be made. You know, I'm a huge fan of small-sided games. I think at the younger ages, 7, 8, 9, that 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 is actually more effective and a better way to teach the game and for them to learn the game than playing traditional 5-on-5. I also think that we shouldn't introduce three-pointers until players are of a sufficient age where they can shoot the ball correctly, which again, you know, maybe is 8th, 9th grade, who knows. But I think putting some of these in place will actually make the game easier to teach and easier for players to learn. As far as coaches are concerned, you know, we have so many well-intentioned moms and dads that volunteer their time to pour into our young people, and we should be incredibly appreciative of that, and we should do everything we can to do what USA Basketball is doing in their youth development curriculum and arm them with resources and trainings and ways to teach them how to best teach the game to players. And again, at different ages and in different stages. We need to provide learning resources so they know how to mentally, physically, and emotionally train players of different ages. What are the things that need to be taught at different ages? What are the things that need to be emphasized and so forth? And then lastly, I think we need to offer resources for the parents. You know, parents are incredibly well-intentioned, but as many people around youth basketball know, that sometimes that passion can spill over and become a thorn in the process. And I think we need to offer resources, either in person or digitally, to show parents what they need to do to be a supportive basketball parent and to make the game as enjoyable as possible for their child and the other children on the team. And I think if we can band together and take a collective approach and do things for the children, for the coaches, and for the parents, that would be a step in the right direction.
Bobby Jordan, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida.
Bobby Jordan, IMG Academy. Two things that I think can really be done to improve youth basketball in the United States. One is highly talked about, and that's the shot clock installation, especially in high school basketball. I just think it will be a great addition to all states if they instituted a shot clock. Coaching on the EYBL the last two springs and summers, it was a great benefit to our players and myself as a coach, even to play with the shot clock. It totally changes the game in terms of how you prepare offensively, defensively, and also allows kids to, you know, grow better on the court, especially in late game situations. The second thing that I think can be done to improve youth basketball is what I like to call BDT, basketball decision training, that I've seen throughout the course of this year a ton. Too many times I think parents and kids get caught up in skills and drills, but they're not really learning how to play the game, what to do in game type situations, what to do when they see certain defenses, how to make certain reads on the court. I think as coaches we can do a better job with our players in using this BDT model to really just help them understand the game better. I think there's always parts of practice that are needed for skills and drills, but I think as coaches and able to help improve youth basketball, I think we need to do more stuff in our practices in which kids have to make decisions that they'll have to make in the game.
Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Mike, it's Rob Brost from Bolingbrook High School. Question of the week or the month: what are one or two things that can be done to improve youth basketball in the United States? You know, first, I think what USA Basketball is doing under the direction of Coach Showalter, they should take the lead on this. And I think everybody should follow. I think number one, zones should be outlawed, really, or discouraged at the very least through at least sixth grade. And I think most of the action, game action, should actually be played 3-on-3 at the younger levels. This teaches kids skill sets and concepts rather than plays and the like. So, you know, my number one suggestion would be to follow the lead of USA Basketball under the direction of Coach Showalter and his staff, of which I've been fortunate to be a part of several times. And number two, simple things, as I mentioned before, mostly 3-on-3 at the younger ages, lowered baskets at younger ages, smaller basketballs, no zones until at least sixth or seventh grade. And once you do things like that and you teach players skills and concepts rather than plays, I think that's going to help the development of all players, young and old. And then obviously once they get up into the middle school, high school level, you know, then zones and presses and trapping things can be implemented. But my number one suggestion would be to follow the lead of USA Basketball and for the betterment of the game, implement the rules and teach the game just exactly like they do.
Casey Korn, men's basketball assistant at University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh.
There's a couple things I believe that can help youth basketball here in the United States. One suggestion is probably pretty normal, you see, and the other one's a little bit off the wall. First off, us coaches, we ask players to develop fundamentals, and rightly so. If you master the fundamentals, you're going to become a better basketball player, and that's proven. We continue to do that at the high school and the college level, and even whenever you get to the professional ranks, you're constantly working on your fundamentals. But when it comes to shooting the basketball, we lose a lot of those fundamentals after we work on that drill. So after we work on the perfect shooting form, our young kids, our 6th, 7th, and 8-year-olds, or even our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, if they can't get the basketball to the rim, they're going to stick that elbow out. They're going to fire that thing. However they can to get that thing to go above 10 feet and get into the rim. So my suggestion would be, let's play our youth basketball games. Let's play it with an 8-foot hoop. Let's play it with a 9-foot hoop. Or let's play it with a smaller ball. And I understand we have 28-5 basketballs that we play some of our youth games with, but they even make smaller basketballs. If we're in 6th grade, why are we not playing with a youth basketball? So we can shoot the basketball with the proper fundamentals and teach that muscle memory. So whenever they are bigger and stronger, to be able to get that ball to the rim, they can do it that way. The second suggestion, the one that's a little bit off the wall, is because of the three-point shot and how popular it is these days. Steph Curry is, you know, he's become a phenomenon here, shooting that three and shooting it from distance. And if you can go watch him warm up in an NBA game, that's a spectacle anymore, and it's what's cool. And the NBA has never been more popular, and the three-point shot is taken the league by storm. So in youth games, of course, kids want to step back and they want to shoot threes. And during practice, they want to step back and shoot threes. So why not give them what they want? Let's get a three-point line instead of 19-9 or whatever the NBA line is. Let's move that line up. Let's put a 10-foot line out there. And so if a youth basketball player can step back and hit an 11-foot jump shot, give them 3 points, and they still get to pretend that they're James Harden or Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, and, you know, talk about how they were able to hit three threes. Why are we asking them to shoot from 19-9 rather than move that line up? We don't ask baseball players when they first start playing to pitch from 60 feet 6 inches. We don't ask them to run 90 feet. Why are we asking them to do this in basketball? So continue to work on the fundamentals and maybe change a little bit of the rules to help develop those fundamentals, because those are more important than the wins and losses. Thanks for having me.
Jeff DePelto, Christ School, North Carolina.
What's going on, Hoop Heads? This is Jeff DePelto from Christ School in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm excited to contribute to this month's roundtable. And the prompt is, what are one or two things that can be done to improve youth basketball in the United States? So I consulted my father, who happens to be my favorite youth basketball coach that I ever had, in coming up with an answer for this. And the big answer to the question that we came up with was putting more of a focus on fundamentals and less on competition. One of the big things that I see when I watch youth games or I work with young kids in the gym is they're trying to do things that their body's not ready for. They're not strong enough to do. So we think eliminating a three-point line for youth basketball would be great, because most young players are not strong enough to shoot a three-point shot without bad form or bad habits. And especially at younger ages, it's all about developing good habits with the right form. Secondly, it's about having fun. And that brings me back to one of my first experiences actually coaching. It was when I was in high school. It was at the Boys and Girls Club in Holyoke, Massachusetts. And the late Bobby Glidden, who did a ton for basketball and youth in Holyoke, Mass., had a league for younger players. I think it was kindergarten through maybe fourth grade, where every game ended in a tie. And I just remember every single game, the kids who were involved, all of them walked away with a smile on their face, and they were so excited to come back next week. And at the heart of it, that's what youth basketball is all about, is putting the ball in kids' hands and having them have a great experience and having them want to come back the next week for more. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Joe Harris, former head coach at Lake Chelan High School in the state of Washington.
This is Joe Harris at Lake Chelan High School. Today, our roundtable question asks us, what are some things you could do to improve youth basketball in the United States? I believe there's a number of things that should be done each and every time you step into the gym. We all know that basketball is a team game. Therefore, I believe we need to put that thinking in the forefront of our practice and games. We need to stress this point, that you're working for and with other people at both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. Secondly, I think as kids walk into the gym, we need to work the mindset that we're going to give a great effort, again, for and with other people. And for yourself, it's important to work on your game and being a better player and to make those improvements. If we instill at a young age that effort has a distinct reward and that reward is success, it would be something that would be not only beneficial to the individual, but also to the team. Lastly, I believe the most important thing that we need to continue to stress is to start the game from the ground up. Skill development and fundamentals should be a priority. More importantly than just preaching it, we've got to teach with this in mind during our practices and games. Development should reach out to all of our players, If you're taller as an elementary player, you're not just a post player. You have to work on your complete game. We have to teach kids, all kids, how to play off of 2 feet, how to dribble with their head up, how to come to a complete and balanced stop, and how to have proper footwork defensively. They should be taught to pass under pressure, shoot on balance. All of these things need to be done before we can start 5-on-5 games. And those games should be played on smaller hoops for smaller children. We've got to work short-sided games and continue to work 2-on-2, 3-on-3, so that we can ask our players to learn to play before they begin to play.
John Shulman, president and CEO of the 720 Sports Group and former head coach at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
What can we do to improve youth basketball in this country? This is John Shulman. I think a couple different things. First of all, it'd be nice to actually do away with 5-on-5 early in kids' careers. Not everybody touches it. You may go an entire game without touching the basketball. I think there needs to be 3-on-3 leagues, not so much 5-on-5 leagues. 3-on-3, stay in the half court. The same amount of kids will get a chance to play, but you don't have to run up and down the floor. You could have a 3-on-3 league for the first 30 minutes of your game time, and then play full court if you wanted. But I think 3-on-3 is the right game for young kids. Everybody gets to pass, catch, handle the ball, shoot the ball. And I think it would promote loving the game a little bit more. If you're not a great player early, you're going to quit playing if you don't ever touch the ball. You know, that kid didn't throw me the ball. Tommy's not throwing me. In 3-on-3, they have to throw him the ball. Play 3-on-3 with dribble. Play 3-on-3, no dribble. The other thing is, I think there needs to be more time fundamentally, but in working on fundamentals. But number one, the coaches don't understand the fundamentals themselves, because in the Y League, they're volunteering their time. So make it mandatory that the coaches have to go through a class and to learn how to teach the basic fundamentals. And then take 2 weeks before your season starts, your 3-on-3 league or your 5-on-5 league, and take 2 weeks and really work on the basic fundamentals with those kids before they start playing games. And the other thing is, you could teach the coaches a simple man-to-man D principles and a very simple man-to-man O. And so if you just want to pass and cut, then let's teach all the kids how to pass and cut. Everybody runs the same offense. Everybody runs the same defense. And then now you don't have this dad's pressing and that dad's playing a 1-3-1 and that guy's playing zone and that guy's playing man. Everybody's playing the same man deep and everybody's playing the same man O, working on the basic fundamentals. Now no one has an ego about meeting at the dinner party that night and bragging to all of his buddies that he dominated the game. You really, coaches don't have anything to do with the game at that age.
John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball Skills Trainer.
One or two things I think could help youth basketball in the United States. I could talk on this all day, but we need to have more of a, you know, European approach. And we need to progress instead of throwing kids out into the middle of 5-on-5 games in the second and third grade, you know, where the ball's too big and the court's too big and the goals are too high. So that's number one, is just change, you know, make it a progressive development as far as smaller ball, lower the goal, smaller court size, small-sided games, whether that be 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3 at the most, anything where they can have a lot of touches and a lot of decision-making reads. I think that's the most important thing at that age. Have to have some sort of a coaching curriculum or just educate the youth coaches on how important development is at that age. I mean, development should be the number one focus and not how many games you won in your fourth grade tournament. Of course, we want to win. We want to teach kids to compete and try to win, but that should not be the main focus at that age. Always start with the ending in mind. No one's going to remember if you won a third grade tournament. You know, they're going to remember how skilled they were when they become high school and college players. And then a big thing is, I think you just have to make it fun. I see so many youth practices, and it's so much standing around, boring, talking, schemes, strategies, plays, and that's not what it should be at that age. It should be a lot of fun. Keep everybody, you know, engaged with the ball in their hands, doing things, teaching the fundamental aspects of the game. But you have to make it fun. If it's not fun for young kids at that age, they're not going to fall in love with the game of basketball. And that's ultimately what we want as coaches. You want kids to fall in love with something. You want them to fall in love with what you're teaching. So keep it fun. I hope this helps answer your guys' question. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Matt Pugh, Pure Sweat, basketball skills trainer.
Hey guys, Matt Pugh here with Pure Sweat Basketball. A couple things that I think we can do to improve youth basketball in the United States is, one, I think we need to make a requirement to play with a smaller, more appropriate size basketball for a longer period of time. One thing I think that a lot of kids and high school players even struggle with is hand placement on the basketball. And then that results in poor shooters and poor shooting habits. So I think that using a smaller ball where it's a little bit easier for kids to hold properly with proper hand placement, I think will result in a lot better shooters in the long run. Something else that is on my mind a lot as we're kind of in the midst of a 3-on-3 developmental league here that I'm running in my area is I think that we need to play 3-on-3 instead of 5-on-5. And where that line is to where you introduce 5-on-5, I'm not quite sure if there is a perfect age, but I think my initial thought is somewhere around 6th or 7th grade, start implementing the 5-on-5, just because I think if you can play 3-on-3 and learn some 3-man actions and 3-player actions, I think then that's easily integrated into 5-on-5 scenarios. So I think, real quickly, my thoughts on it is require a smaller, more appropriate size basketball at the lower levels, and then also play more 3-on-3 and less 5-on-5, just because of the amount of touches and the amount of passes and catches and shot attempts and defensive reps that these kids will get in 3-on-3 versus 5-on-5. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Hope look forward to hearing everybody else's answers as well. Thanks.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. The question was asked, what are 1 to 2 things that can happen in the United States to help grow the game? And I think, honestly, in the past 5 or 6 years or so, what USA Basketball has done is exactly what needs to be done to help grow the game the right way. In all other walks of life where people are learning a trade or a skill, there's a curriculum, there's a formula, and there's a set of skills that needs to be reached in order to move on to the next level. In our school system, obviously, moving on from grade 1 to grade 2 or grade 7 to grade 8, there's a skill set that needs to be ascertained, and there's check marks and there's assessments that helps us understand where each individual student is at. And I think the same thing needs to be applied with the development of our players in the United States. So the player development model that the United States USA Basketball Youth Development Team has put together is exactly what's needed. It's a curriculum. But then even further than that, I think the communication and the education of parents in terms of what they're getting their children into is monumentally important. I think too many parents are misinformed and think that just throwing their kids into any random AAU team where they're playing 5 games in a weekend, they think that that's the best thing for their kids and that's beneficial. But that's not the case, obviously. You know, having small-sided, short-sided games when you're younger, taking the skills that you're learning in breakdown and workouts and applying them to games where you can master said skills and develop them with confidence is I think the key. We're playing way too many games, and as Coach Showalter always states, it's backwards in our country right now. In Europe, you're playing, 1 game for every 5 practices, but in the United States, you're playing 5 games for 1 practice, and that just doesn't make sense. You wouldn't throw a student, into the fire and make them take 5 tests with only 1 day of class to prep. And then conversely, I think of like just anything else, if a kid is a yellow belt in karate and you throw them into a ring with a bunch of black belts, they're going to fail and they're going to lose confidence and they're going to lose love for the sport. And that's kind of what's happening in basketball. We're not putting appropriate skill levels together, so the competition's lopsided and people lose love for the game. So those are just a few thoughts that I have on developing the game. Hope that helps. Thank you guys for all you're doing with Hoopheads. Thank you.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Question for today was, what are one or two things that can be done to improve youth basketball in the United States? Well, I think there are two things that I would certainly recommend. First of all, that coaches have a USA Basketball license. It is, in my opinion, it's too bad when somebody can come off the street and get seven or eight players together and call themselves a coach. I think we need to professionalize our profession more than what we have. And it's done in other sports like soccer, has to have coaching licenses for different levels. So FIBA has that as well. So I think that's one important step. The kids aren't going to get any better until the coaches get better. The second thing I think would be for all tournaments to adopt the USA Basketball standards and rules. This takes into account age level, what they should play, at different ages, zone or man. Obviously, we recommend man-to-man defense at the younger levels, size of ball, height of basket, size of court, length of quarters. All those kind of things are really important in helping the youth develop. And if we don't have those, then basketball players at a young age get discouraged and don't participate anymore in a game of basketball. So I think those are the two things I would certainly recommend that is done at the youth level for coaches to get a license, USA Basketball license. And secondly, that the tournaments all adopt the USA Basketball standards and rules to help kids develop and have fun at the game.
Joe Stasizian, Director of Unleashed Potential.
Joe's decision from Unleashed Potential. So the question is, what are two things that can be done to improve youth basketball across the United States today? First of all, let me say that I could probably spend the next 8 hours talking about that. So I'm going to try and break it down as much as I can into two things that I feel are very important in doing that. And I feel I have a unique situation because I literally have worked in every NBA, WNBA city across the United States working with youth basketball when I was national director of basketball for the largest skill development program in the country, 24-hour fitness. So one of the first things I would say is the affiliation with our national governing body of basketball, USA Basketball. I feel, and I promote this everywhere I go, everywhere I speak, I promote to have youth coaches invest in getting their USA Basketball coaching license. Number one, it gives you a background check. And number two, it introduces you to some aspects of coaching and some basic principles of coaching. And also, it really gives you a standard to go by here in the United States. So I think, you know, and that's a yearly license that you can get on the USA Basketball website, the coaching license. I just think that is very, very important. That's a good start to get people to do that. And by doing that, also on that site, you will be able to get the USA Basketball youth basketball curriculum, which I think is a very, very good curriculum. It's what we follow. I've always followed and been following and really encourage coaches to follow on the youth level. It really breaks down at what ages kids should be doing what skills and those kind of things. You know, and I have to say that, you know, our governing body of basketball, Don Showalter, Jay Demings, Andrea Travelstead, and Sam Schultz, they're doing a phenomenal job of trying to educate the coaches across the country, especially youth coaches, in terms of what they should be teaching and when they should be teaching it. Through their coach academies, which I've been honored to be a big part of, and through their regional camps and clinics across the United States, which I'm also have been very fortunate to be a part of. So I just really believe that is a great, great start, and that's a must for youth coaches. So I can't say enough about that. I'd say that's the first part of my answer, that we really, really need to have youth coaches all on board. And I can say that because I recently did a youth clinic for all the junior Celtics youth coaches, over 100 of them in New England at the Boston Celtics practice facility, new practice facility. And I was amazed how many coaches weren't aware of the resources that are out there. And I really encourage them to go to usabasketball.com and get their license and get the curriculum and follow those things. And the Celtics, Junior Celtics program does a great, great job with that in terms of also trying to lead our youth coaches across New England in their program and try and educate them as to how to go about being a youth coach. So I spent a lot of time going over that with them and then also giving them ways to run a youth basketball practice. So that's part one. So coach education and being involved with USA Basketball, I think that's a great start because they really, really are taking hold of the nation. They have a huge footprint, and it's only going to grow going forward. Number two, I would say, is I have a laundry list of things here. I won't spend a whole lot of time on those, but I'll just sort of list some things that I have that need to be done across the United States. You know, in terms of spending more time on fundamentals and basic skills rather than playing games, you know, 5-on-5 and all those kinds of things that you see, all kinds of rec programs and elementary programs and youth programs doing, spending a tremendous amount of time on playing games, and it should be the exact reversal. And also, the big thing is not only concentrating on the fundamentals and the basics, but also having fun. At that age, kids need to develop a love for the game, in terms of just having fun and getting a passion for the game. And with that comes, you know, using a smaller ball, playing sideways on the court, lowering the baskets, all those things combine into the aspect of getting kids a love for the game and also teaching them the basics. So fun has to be a big, big part of that equation, especially early on. And a lot of times, you see these youth programs playing zone defense. There should absolutely be no zone defenses at all in the youth. You know, I found it interesting. I did a lot of work here recently in October with 8 FIBA national team coaches and did a clinic with them, and they talked to me about what we do here in the United States and some of the things that they are doing over in their countries. And one of the things I picked up there, what I thought was very interesting, is Canada basketball has what they call zone monitors. So they actually have people who work for Canada basketball that show up at youth tournaments. And if you're a youth coach and you're playing zone, they will stop the game and instruct you not to be playing zone, which I thought that was a great, great takeaway from that. That one of the things I learned from them as they were learning from me. So I thought that was phenomenal. The other thing is not having positions. I mean, I always take the biggest kid in youth basketball and stick him in the center. I mean, it should be positionless basketball. I can tell you I've been very involved with the Duke basketball program through the years in terms of their camps and for the last 24 years. And I can tell you their philosophy is all players learn the basic fundamentals, whether you're a big man or a guard or, you know, whatever the position may be. It's like positionless basketball where everyone learns the different skills regardless of where you play. So I think that really, really has to be in the forefront of youth basketball. One thing that I also, to try and wrap this up a little bit, you know, with this idea of what you should be doing in youth basketball, the other thing that I have found is you can do a lot of things with kids that sort of hides the fact that they're actually learning skills. So they're learning skills, but they're also having fun in a different way. And I heard a coach from Canada basketball say this also. I picked this up where his comment was with their youth basketball, hide the vegetables in the spaghetti sauce. And I really like that. The fact that they're playing a game, maybe like a capture the cone game where they have to handle the ball and dribble to a corner of the gym and get a cone and dribble it back. So they're playing games while they're learning how to handle the ball, and they actually don't even realize that while they're having fun, they're getting better playing basketball. So I stole that from them. I just think that that's a great way to put it. So it's almost like, you know, you can play games with the youth to have fun while they're learning some of the basic skills. And I think that's a great idea. And the last thing I will say is through my years of working across the country, and literally in every city, working with some of the best USA basketball, best trainers in the United States, I've picked up a lot of different things. And one of the things that we have developed or picked up is something we call our competitive edge model. And I really think that this is a great model. I share this with a lot of youth coaches in terms of developing a practice, developing a program, has all aspects into it. So if you take an hour, hour and a half, you have a dynamic warm-up or dynamic stretch. And then you go into like for a segment of core imbalances, teaching kids how to run properly, jump properly. You don't even have to use a ball for this, and you can do this at a very young age. Then you could maybe have a segment of ball handling, a defensive segment of stance and position and things like that, and then a segment of shooting, and then we have our competitive segment where you break down, you know, can break them down into competitive, like speed, you can have a speed, agility, quickness station. You could have a layup station, or you know, jump stop series. Different things you can do, but there's a segment of that in there. And with that, you would add a competitive segment where they actually compete against each other. Maybe again, a game type situation. Maybe where you can have them, you know, do a little competition in terms of a shooting competition, but some type of competition involved in every segment of or in every session that you're doing, a youth practice or a youth developmental workout, whatever the case may be. So this model that we have used and sort of developed has been very, very good, and I share that when I speak nationally for USA Basketball, their coach academies. Recently, I've been sharing that with like the Junior Celtics and different places I speak. But I just think that's a very, very good model. I found that model to be very effective across the United States. Without going into any more detail on that, it just gives you a little bit of an idea. But and then the last thing I'll say is in youth basketball is something, is a little acronym, something called ROOTS. I think it's R-O-O-T-S. You have to have respect when you have youth. When you're in a youth basketball situation, there has to be respect for the rules, respect for others or opponents, respect for the officials, respect for the team, and respect for yourself. I think if we can, you know, institute those things in youth basketball, I think we're off to a great start. So thank you. I really enjoy this podcast, and this I really enjoy these monthly segments. We got a lot of great coaches with a lot of great ideas, and I hope you found this one useful. Thank you very much.
Thanks to our all-star lineup of coaches for giving us suggestions of how we can improve youth basketball here in the United States. And to everyone out there, we'll catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.